You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Scottish Football Show Extra, powered by the Rangers Rabble podcast. Delighted to say we've gone with a bit of a different sort of feel for tonight. After midweek's show, there was a comment left, which I think Lewis picked up, put in the group chat, and here we are on a Sunday night shift when there's no Premiership action. So I can't remember the boy's name. Can I remember the guy's name that put it in, Lewis? Do you remember him?
No, but I can try and get a hold of it.
Aye, if you can get it, that'd be great. I think it was, it wasn't that one. It was. I'm getting mixed up with a guy that called me a Celtic supporter, so I've saved that one. That's getting framed.
Shanty Doctor.
So, Shanty, if you're watching, thanks very much for your suggestion. For anyone that didn't see it in the comments, he put, fellas, if you've probably already done this, but if you haven't, can you pick a team from 1 to 11 from other Scottish teams to play for Rangers? Who would they be? Well, we picked that up. Lewis ran with it. You can only have one from each of the other clubs, and we're going to go through them play by play. The lads that usually appear on the podcast as well that are not on tonight have also slot their teams in, so we'll go through them at a later date. And we will then go on to some Scottish Cup roundup as well, so plenty to get through in the next 60 minutes or so. Please get your comments in as well. We'll get some sensible ones up and maybe some nonsensical ones as well. And like, subscribe, all that stuff. Okay then, lads, delighted to say I'm joined by Stu, Lewis and James. Let's start with you then, Stu, because it's your debut on the Scottish Football Show. How you doing, my man?
That's it, mate. I'm just going to try and get a few early passes in, you know, just get my eye in. Play it safer. Play it safe early just to find my feet. But I've even treated you all to the glorious bald head, freshly cut. So I think I've just been wearing hats non-stop on the pod for a while. But I thought, you know, debut, I've got to change it up. So there we go.
I thought you were going to start with a hello, Gordon. You know, one of them.
I can't do Steve Stone impression, so that was the only one that came to my mind.
James, you have been on hiatus for some weeks. It's great to see you back, mate. Smiling, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, mate. Obviously, I had a wee bit of a family bereavement there, mate. But no, I'm good. Everything seems to be getting back to normal again, pal. So hopefully the Rangers will be giving us something to shout about, mate.
Aye, listen, they will certainly do. We've got a big game coming up on Wednesday, but we'll talk about that at the end and what's coming up on the podcast this week. Lewis, you're the veteran tonight, mate. It's all eyes on you to lead these two and make sure they don't make a tom tit of it.
I know. I mean, I went like a three-month hiatus for the Scottish Football Show, and I've been on the last three, so did no bad.
You're dragging in the views, mate. That's what it is. It's that handsome look. You know, you're dragging in the views.
Sure listen, is.
Lewis wanted to start by saying that he's done the only one that's done this correctly tonight. He's put everyone in their right positions, so he will be driving this one. So we'll start off with the goalkeepers. Lewis, over to you, mate.
Right, well, I think, you know, the goalie's one of the easier positions because I think you can go some of the smaller sides and pick out a decent goalkeeper. And that's exactly what I've done. I think he's probably been their best player this year and a large part of their recent success. And I've went for Mitov from St Johnstone, who I think has been outstanding. I mean, it's just a lot of the highlights you watch of St Johnstone is him making, you know, a bit of a Hollywood save, and he just looks like a really safe pair of hands. I think he actually might have been a free contract signing, so it's a really good pickup for St Johnstone. I think it's a no bad place to start because it's slim pickings for St Johnstone, I tell you.
No, I think Stu, you know, I'll go bold and say I went with Dimitar Mitov as well. Viewers, regular viewers of this podcast will know I get his name in at least once or twice a show because I think he's been a real revelation, arguably, there signing in the summer. Just looking there, you know, some of his previous clubs, Charlton Athletic didn't make an appearance alone to Canvey Island when he got one appearance, and then he spent 6 years at Cambridge United before obviously moving up here. And as I say, I think he's been a real shining light, Stu.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I'll start by saying I'll put Mitov in as well. He was, like Lewis, I think you can go one of the smaller clubs for your goalkeeper. Yeah, I've been impressed every single time I've seen him. For a keeper to come, you know, like you said, he went to Charlton very early in his career from Bulgaria, didn't really work out there, and he was at Cambridge, and obviously St Johnstone have picked him up for free. I think has he not earned two caps for Bulgaria since he's been at St Johnstone as well, which is really impressive when you consider, because you don't associate teams like St Johnstone getting certainly the European international call-ups, teams like Bulgaria, Romania, and that. You don't see them coming into Scotland to sort of handpick players from there too often. So I've been super impressed with him every single time I've watched him. And, you know, he's 27 now, so he's a great age for a goalkeeper. And I think he's got, what, like 18 months left, is it? Or is he up this month? Is he up this year, sorry? I don't know when his contract starts. It's either this year or next year. I know he only signed a short deal. But he's going to have a lot of interest, I think, in him. And if they have got one more year on him, then I think they'll probably make a tidy little sum.
Listen, if he's watching, I would sort of make him sort of take heed of what happened to Sigrist. He had a great season for Dundee United or two and was really touted as the next best thing. And obviously, we've watched his career sort of dwindle and he's not had much game time at Celtic. But James, are you going to make it a full house? Did you go for Dimitar Mitov as well?
Nope, went for somebody. No, I went for the Shamil George for Libby, mate. Just so because it was just a chance, mate, because I had to try and get better players in outfield. But every time I've seen this big guy, he seems to pull off great saves for me. And I think he's a great keeper for Libby anyway, and he's been keeping them in it. I know they've been getting pumped this season, but he seems to have been keeping Libby in the games before they've been getting pumped. So that's
the only way we have met. You sure you didn't watch last week's podcast where Lewis was sort of waxing lyrical with Shamil George and no?
No, not at all, mate. Just thought I would get a big man in.
Well, listen, it's a wild card choice there, but we'll let you have it. Lewis, then, come to this formation. Tell us a bit about that before we start delving into positions.
Right, so I have went for a 4-3-1-2. So I've got, you know, the classic back four with the three midfielders, an attacking midfielder and two strikers. And that's mainly just to get the two strikers that I'm sure majorities have got in at 11. So I'll go into my right back. And, you know, that I said I'd done it properly, right? I might be slightly cheating with this pick because he has only really played right wing back. I've actually went for Danny Armstrong from Kelly.
Stuart inquiry, right off the bat.
Listen. If he played for Rangers, where would he play? He would probably be a right back, wouldn't he? He wouldn't be a right winger. And he's played right wing back for the majority of the season. So He has my right back.
He's in my midfield, just so you know. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, you get players like if you put Sterling in, you could put him centre mid and right back. But before the start of the season, you maybe would have said that. So I will preface by saying I'm all slightly cheating. However, he's having a fantastic season. I think he's got like 11 goal involvements for Kelly He's been a bit quiet as of late, but so have Kelly. Kelly have been a bit quiet the past couple of months as well. They haven't been as free-flowing as they were at the start of the season. And again, there is actually a few good options at Kilmarnock, but this other positions had stronger options. So I've went for a wee bit of a cheat and right back and put Danny Armstrong.
I love how Lewis just went bold and started upsetting players right off the bat. He's going to be chatting with your door in a couple of weeks, just saying, why am I playing right back, Gaffer? Stu, I think you're probably a bit more savvy than young Lewis, and you've not put a winger at right back.
I'm still shocked at the man saying that he's the only one who's done this properly, and then his second player in, he's got someone out of position. Outrageous. I've gone for Lewis Miller from Hibs, which was really tough for me to do because I originally misread the rules and put Tavin at right back because I really like Joe Newell, if I'm honest, from Hibs. I really like Joe Newell, and I was trying everything to get Joe Newell in my team. But when I couldn't have Tav, I was shifting it around, and I didn't like the idea of putting a Ross County or a Livy player out there. None of them have impressed me enough. I also didn't really know if we could play players out of position that much. So I know that like players that can play in that, I've been trying to lean more to where they've played this season, I guess. Although maybe a couple have played in different roles throughout. So, but yeah, Lewis Miller's always impressed me when I've seen the Pibs, and I think you see the glaring sort of gaps they have when he didn't play, and that they had to play the Nipper, who by all means I think he impressed on his loan spells it with Arbroath, but he struggled big time against Rangers. And I think putting Lewis Miller back in, because obviously he's been away with Australia, international, did very well in Australia for his club sides out there. He's come over to Hibs, only 23, and I think he's been a really good acquisition for Hibs. Been there for, I don't know, he wasn't in the team much last year, but I think this year he's really sort of coming to the fore. And he's just someone that, you know, I'd be lying if I say I watch Hibs every week, but every time I've seen Hibs and from the highlights you catch on sports scene, stuff like that, Lewis Miller is always someone that I've been quite impressed with, especially for his age. So, yeah, for me, I thought, you know, I was always going to have quite a weak defence. So I was going to try, and it was out of Miller and Fish in terms of a defender. Obviously, Fish would be centre back, but Lewis Miller just got the nod for me there.
I think as well with Lewis Miller, you could say that there's potential there, you know, maybe under a manager could get a bit more out of him as well. So not a bad pick. I've actually got two right backs in my side because I'll save the second one. There's a wee bit of story there. I've gone for my right back, and you're all going to wince here. My right back is Majovski. No, I'm kidding on. My right back is James Brown from Ross County. Now you're probably all thinking, I just always think when I'm watching the highlights of their games, he's always involved. I know Jan Dander runs a show up there, but I always feel this guy's involved somewhere, whether he's trying to win free kicks. He's always playing high up the pitch as well, which I quite like. And I had to pick a Ross County player, and my midfield was already packed at this point, so Jan Dander couldn't be sort of put in. I'm guessing you've all probably picked Jan Dander, but we'll find out shortly. So I've gone for James Brown at right back. James, from one James to another, who've you got a right back?
I've went with a boy, Ryan Strain, for St Mirren. I think he's a fantastic youngster, and I think he's one of the boys that Rangers should be looking at, because I think he's got everything in his locker. I work with a St Mirren fan, and he watches Lyrical him about me every other week, and I think every time I've seen the boy, he looks absolutely fantastic, and I think he's only going to get better. He's obviously playing really, really good. Well, not at the moment for St Mirren, but until obviously he got his injury, he was playing really, really well, and I think he's just a fantastic young boy, and he fits that bracket move for us. 24, couple of years under his belt, mate, and we can punt him on. So that's why I went with Strain for St Mirren.
He was someone that I really wanted to put in Strain. Again, I guess we've all made our own rules up for this. The injury was what stopped me putting Strain in. It was the only reason he didn't go in my team, just for... He still played quite a few games, but I just thought, oh, I don't know, would I get picked apart if I pick someone that hasn't? But yeah, maybe. And can I also just say, just for the shock, I'll get out of the way now, I forgot all about Jan Dander, and I'm absolutely kicking myself. I can't believe I forgot about him. I absolutely love him as a footballer as well.
Well, just to get out of the way then, seeing Ryan Strain's being brought up, he was the other right back in my back four. I originally had Alex Gogic in there because I think he's been a bit of a revelation over the last few games, and we'll probably talk about him later because he had a decent game today as well, a couple of chances. However, then I remembered Ryan Strain. I thought, well, like Stu, he's been injured. Can I put him in? Can I not? But I have put him in he's playing centre half. Whether it's him or James Brown, there'll be some sort of he's fuming. He is fuming, Lewis. There, Lewis, I had to get him in. So
I'm 100% no getting picked on for putting a fucking right wing back at right back, and you've got four full backs.
No, I've not got four full backs. I've got three. I have got one centre half in there, but we'll come to him in a minute. So okay then, Lewis. If my first centre half is Ryan Strain, who was your centre half?
Well, he's actually somebody that's already been mentioned, and it's young Will Fish for Hibs. Obviously, and he's second season at Hibs now. And, you know, next to the likes of like Paul Hanlon and Rocky Bashiri, who, you know, haven't been the safest pair of feet and the heart of defence for Hibs. I think even despite his age, I think he's only 21, obviously coming from somewhere that I know very well in Manchester United. I think, honestly, somebody like Rangers should be looking at him, because I don't think he would cost a lot of money. And if he's in his second loan spell at Hibs, it probably means he's not got a future at Manchester United. And I don't think it would take much to get him away from Hibs. And like I said, at that age, to look that calm, and you look at somebody like Conor Goldson, who he waxed lyrical about, and I don't see as many mistakes in Will Fish's game. And he faces a lot more pressure than Conor Goldson does at times. So he's definitely a shining light for Hibs at the back. And I've done it properly, so I had to pick a centre-back, and I think he's one of the better options in the league.
No, I wouldn't take that away from you. And as I say, it's really, it has been hard trying to fit different players in for different clubs. So, James, who was your first centre-half pick?
Mate, well, I went with James Brown
for
St Johnston, but you see, moved to North County or something?
Was that there's got to be two, right? It's not
the same guy. No, he's a mate, because I think his dad's a cracking singer, so that's why he's got into my team. No, I think he's. I had to pick these guys, mate, because I wanted more attacking type players in the middle of the park, so that's why I've kind of went for the. That's why I went for him in the middle. A guy that just looks as if he's. He'll put his seed in. Going win tackles and just obviously seems to be quite good at the back for St Johnstone for me.
And Stu, your first centre half?
I went with Marcus Fraser of St Mirren. I originally put in Gogic, like you said, only because very recently, every time I watch Gogic, he's really impressed me since he's sort of been converted into a centre back at St Mirren. But similar to Marcus Fraser, who also feels like, I swear he used to be a right back. Like, I remember at County, he seemed to play right back all the time. So I don't know what it is with St Mirren. They seem to just convert all their players into centre backs, apparently. But every time I've watched Marcus Fraser, he's a solid defender. A typical Scottish attitude, gets his body in the way of absolutely everything. You know, he's going to, you know, just. Yeah, I think he reads the game very, very well. He's definitely matured into a sort of commanding centre-back, and every time I've watched him, certainly since he's been a centre-back for St Mirren, I just think he's moved really well into that role. You know, it's not easy to change, even from right-back to centre-back, it's not an easy role to change, because it's a completely different way to look at the game. And he's someone that I judge a lot of players if they bother me when we play them, and Marcus Fraser bothered me because he'd snuff out almost everything that we'd go against. So yeah, Marcus Fraser from St Mirren was my pick.
I've just had a text from Davey, obviously contributor onto the podcast, and he'd put his team in, which we'll go through his team at the end, but he's put, listen to you guys, I'm now convinced my team's not so bad. So he's throwing down the gauntlet, lads, absolutely. Okay then, centre-half's pairings, we need a partner, Lewis. Who did you put next to Will Fish?
Again, it's another guy that's already been mentioned, and this man is just the quintessential SPL player for me, and that is Gogic. I mean, I think he's been in the league for about 8 years, 7 or 8 years now. Obviously, was a defensive midfielder, mainly his time at Hamilton, had a couple of seasons at Hibs, and then, you know, any second season at St Mirren, he got turned into a centre-back, and I think he's been one of their best players since making that shift. He's always been somebody that's very physically capable, and even though he's not the tallest guy in the world, he's actually quite a good defender, and given the fact that he's played in central midfield, he's no bad on the ball. And see, even the day, I thought he was quite good against Celtic. I mean, he was trying an overhead kick, and I actually think after that, he just hit the bar as well. So, just a quintessential SPL player, very solid, a bit of a maniac, and I think he'll partner Wolfish very nicely.
Whoever had 18 minutes on the quintessential bingo, you're the winner. Lewis likes to get that in at least once a podcast. That's his word of the day, that one. Stu, who was your partner at the back there?
I did not want to put a Ross County guy centre-back purely because they're awful. but I just thought the name was fitting for Ross County, so I've gone with Ryan Leake. But I don't think he's the cause of a lot of the goals they do leak. I think he's a towering centre-back. Again, someone that I never thought puts too many feet wrong in the game. Started his career at Wolves as well, so I always find if you're getting that sort of premiership start, then you've got to have something about you, enough at youth level anyway. And what I really liked about him when I was considering putting him in the team, because I looked at like every single player and backgrounds when I was putting him in my team, he actually moved out to, I don't know, it's Burgos or Burgos in the Segunda division in Spain. He went there for a season, not on loan, just joined them. And I think that takes quite a lot at a young age to move abroad and go and try something different. It's obviously, he's built his way back up through the leagues, Burton and Salford. So decent level he's played at, and he's come up to Ross County. And I think he's one of the few players, from what I see, and listen, Ross County fans won't tell me I'm completely wrong and he's awful, but from what I see, he's one of the few players that I think Ross County would do very, very well to hold on to after this sort of abysmal season for them.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Listen, he deserves a medal just for leaving Spain to go to Burton, because I used to have my summer holidays there regularly as a child. It's not a stunning place at all. James, who was your other centre-half?
I work with Lewis Muller. I think he's already been mentioned. Again, one of the type of players, he's good in the air, loves to get in for tackles. And every time that I've kind of seen him play for Hibs, he's always been solid. He's always been a 7 or an 8 out of 10 for me, mate. So he's obviously getting there next to Brown, and I think they'll be a nice partnership together.
Well, listen, from here on in, I think it is going to get a little bit more spicy. I think from left-back, I don't know why left-back's a bit more sexy. Oh, he's shaking his head. I think so. My left-back.
Surely every single person has the same left-back.
Fucking left-back,
yeah, there's no way you can not have the same left-back.
If you don't have him, this is embarrassing, because you have been singing this guy's praises all year.
I've forgotten. I wanted somebody else for that team. You can see, by the way, as well, just for a bit of insight, I picked front to back, so I picked all my key positions, and that's why my defence is very, very rotten. Okay, then maybe I'm wrong, maybe left back's not going to get exciting. We'll have to do it with midfield picks. I'll go first then. I've got Penrice from Livy in at left back. I think it was a solid choice, and as I say, the other guy that you're speaking of, I'm sure you guys have already picked as well, I wanted somebody else from that club. So Penrice it is, and I think he will move on. I think he's got another move in him, certainly. I don't think he'll be playing in the Scottish Championship next season, much like he's the rest of his teammates. So we will go, I think we'll go with you first then, Stu. Who was your left-back choice?
For me, it could only be... Listen, Penrice is not a bad alternative, because we'll come to it. Owen Beck, for me, I don't think you could beat around the bush in terms of his quality. He's, it's already been said a lot in the media that both Rangers and Celtic seem to be looking at him. It looked at one point like Celtic had almost wrapped the deal up. Don't know what happened there, but obviously made appearance for Liverpool in the league. And that completely, obviously, whitewashed any chance of Celtic getting him, because you can't play for more than two teams in the season. So he was only going to stay at Liverpool, go back to Dundee. Glad that Liverpool saw sense and sent him back to Dundee, because he's having a cracking season for them. Has absolutely everything. Young lad as well, but he's got all the confidence in the world. And I think, you know, you could do a whole pod, I think, on Dundee's recruitment this season, which I think has been pretty exceptional. I think they've done really, really well in the transfer market in January as well as the summer. but he's the one for me. He's the big standout, and I would not be disappointed if Rangers have had at any point lined up Owen Beck. I know that Jeff D was a big talk, and whether that will happen in the summer, we don't know. But Owen Beck is someone that I think has got a big future in the game, and yeah, he was one of the three positions I would say that I was expecting every single person to have.
Well, yeah, and as I say, it was just, you know, the rules of the game just made it a little bit trickier. So, Owen, if you're watching, I'm sorry, mate. I still love you. Lewis, you've went Owen Beck as well then, have you?
I've got two pair of working eyes and watching the league this year, so I have went for Owen Beck. And the fact that you've not went for Owen Beck, oh, that's craziness considering the praise you've been giving the boy. But listen, I won't go too much into it because Stu's already let us know how good he is. I don't know if he's quite as good a footballer as Yilmaz. Different type of fullback. He's a lot more athletic, a lot more up and down the pitch. I personally would not fancy him for Rangers just for the fact that I think he's a lot closer in level than we need to Ridvan. And if you've got two players that are as good as each other, I think it causes more problems. Whereas if you go for somebody like Hefty, who's obviously not got the same quality or experience, he can fight for the place eventually. So, but no, this year, 5 goal involvements, that's a goal involvement every, you know, 5 games for Dundee for fullback. It is very, very impressive.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. He's been a revelation and a credit to his teammates and his manager. James, who did you finish off your back four with?
I went with Greg Taylor. No, I'm kidding on. I went with Owen Beck as well. I went with Owen Beck. I thought he's just, the boys obviously come into Scottish football and he seems to be doing really, really well up there. Again, I've not seen him, but for the reports and stuff like that, he seems to be getting right up after right up. Every week playing for Dundee, and that's why he's obviously made it into my team.
Okay then, we move on to the more exciting areas of the park where I can maybe justify my leaving out of Owen Beck, but we'll see. Let's start with you then, James. How many midfielders have you got? Sorry.
I went with four, mate, but I've not got him in any type of position.
That's absolutely fine by me. I don't know about Lewis, though. He might kick off, all right? So I'll defend you, don't worry about it. But give us your first one then, son.
First one is Jan Dander for Ross County. Just every time, the boy just seems to be a quality football player. He's always got time on the ball, especially playing for Ross County, which I think is an absolute fantastic trait to have. He's obviously got his move to Hearts in the summer, and when he's come up against us, he's always looked dangerous. So obviously he's one of my first picks that was on my team.
You can see why Hearts have picked him up, because he's that kind of footballer that can, you know, he can unlock defences. He's got an eye for a pass, and he's really silky. You watch that game today, Ellardom, and he sits all Hearts. He'll fit in there, no problem at all. I can't imagine he'll have any problems there whatsoever. Lewis, your first midfielder?
Well, I've obviously went like with an actual formation, so I've got like a defensive midfielder, and it's just the squad filler. It's somebody for Livingston. I've went for Mo Sangare. And to be perfectly honest with you, I looked at the rest of the Livingston midfielders' goals and assists, and there was zero. He's the only one that's got Melbourne zero. So that's the only reason he's made my team.
He was one, actually. Do you know what? See, when they signed him, I thought, that's a really good signing, that. And then early doors, he looked okay. But, you know, like most of his players this season, they're probably not, he's not hit the standard that he's set himself, you know. So, no. Okay, I'll let you have that then. Stu?
I also tried to keep it in a formation, so I'll do mine. I'll go through mine as we go through sort of right to left, like we did it in defence. Danny Armstrong, wide right for me. He's, listen, I think Lewis has already talked about him at outward position, but I think Lewis has already talked about him and sung his praises right enough. And I think he's someone, this we often have this debate in the rabble chat about whether we'd sign him. And I know people think that it's Watson or Armstrong for some reason. I would take both. I know Danny Armstrong's 26, but some players are late bloomers and they come onto a game a lot later than everybody else. And I think that he has just had a breakout season this season. You'd never know if that's going to carry on, obviously. But I think he's excellent every time I watch him for Kilmarnock. He creates so many chances for his teammates. He's not afraid to shoot as well. He likes a goal. I personally, someone that likes Scott Wright. I genuinely believe Danny Armstrong would be an upgrade on Scott Wright. And for me, when I'm looking at players in this 11, I was looking at players that frustrate me when I play when Rangers play against them. And I'm looking for players that I probably wouldn't mind being part of Rangers squad. And Danny Armstrong ticks both those boxes. So Danny Armstrong for me.
You can, James, you can tell the guys who play Football Manager and the guys that don't, right? Because we've just sort of slung players at the wall and hope it sticks. And these guys have got, if they play in positions and he only plays 60 minutes and he'll get a full game, and you know, they've really thought it out. We have not. My first move.
What making all that, man? That's Dean around there.
Well, I've gone for a three, a midfield three. The first of which I will give you is, and I'm sure others have probably picked me as well, is David Watson. I think he's on track to be Young Player of the Year. He's really, you know, caught the eye. You know, I don't know if Derek McInnes, when he's put him in his squad this season, has thought he's going to be as integral as he's become. But certainly, the young man's grabbed his chance, and his trajectory is only going to go one way. So, I've put him in alongside two other youngsters as well. But we'll get to them in due course. James, who was your second pick in the midfield?
Went with Lennon Miller of Motherwell. Looks a fantastic young player, mate, and one I would really hope that Rangers are looking at. Every time I've seen the boy again, looks as if he's obviously very raw at the moment, but for me, he looks as if he's under no pressure, mate, when he gets the ball. He looks as if he's a right good young talent coming through at Motherwell, and one I would hope that Rangers are obviously keeping tabs on at the moment.
Yeah, certainly. Well, as he's been brought up, I also chucked in, you know, Lennon Miller. I know he's not put as much along, you know, the last few weeks since Andy Halley came in, he's had an injury as well. So, but Lennon Miller is in there alongside David Watson for me. Lewis, who was your other midfield pick?
Well, I've went to Motherwell to get my other midfielder as well, but I've actually went for Blair Spittle, who I think has been one of the best players in the league this season. Certainly the last month or so. I mean, that goal, the last goal he scored is probably goal of the season. I mean, that was absolutely outrageous. And his first goal in that game was spectacular as well. I mean, I just looking at his stats there, I mean, he hit double figures for goals and assists for two seasons running now for Motherwell. That's very, very impressive. I mean, he's got 13 this season already and he's only started 24 games. And if this guy was 5 years younger, which is a shame, honestly, you would be looking at him. A really impressive midfielder. I think he's somebody that's had to fight it the hard way. He's not really had a chance throughout his career, and he's struggled a wee bit at Partick Thistle, and then got his chance at Ross County, and he's took it with both hands, and he's probably been one of the best midfielders in the league this year.
Yeah, not a bad shout at all. I definitely think he's been again integral to what Motherwell have done. You saw in the Ross County game the goal he scored and the way he got the game by the scruff of the neck. So, yeah, certainly a player in form. Stu, you were going right to left. Who was your central option?
Well, I'll just to keep this one nice and short, I'll stick Blair Spittle in here as well. And just to echo what Lewis said, I think he's having a fantastic season. Absolutely agrees. He's probably in the team of the season overall, if I'm honest. He was an easy pick. Hard pick in terms of when you're trying to keep a position down, because I think he's played almost every single position for Motherwell this season at some point. But that's what you need, dynamic players that can play all over the pitch. He can certainly do that. And yeah, has everything in his locker. Was part of that very good Ross County team. A lot of these sort of players I was noticing when I was going through my team, that a lot of players that I'm thinking about picking have at some point rocked up at Ross County for some reason. But yeah, he's having a tremendous season, and that was one of my easier picks in Blair Spittle.
We'll start with you then, Stu. Give us your who's playing alongside him in the middle of the park.
Matt O'Riley is playing alongside Blair Spittle for me. He's actually probably gone off the boil the last couple of weeks, but before that, he was pretty much dragging Celtic through this season single-handedly. I thought to pick him up for 1.5 million was frustrating for us, because they picked him up in a market that we at that time solely operated in the lower leagues of England. So it's a shame that we didn't spot him first, but yeah, he's absolutely everything. His locker, big boy, athletic, it's got deft touch on him, it's got the passing range, can score goals, and he's just got that speed of thought, I liken it to Barry Ferguson. He's not on that level, but I liken it to Barry Ferguson in that it feels like four players could be running at him, and it would look like he's got all the time in the world, and he'll just pick the perfect pass. And I just think, unfortunately for us, that he's going to make them a lot of money. So I'm not going to speak too much now more on him, because I don't want to praise one of theirs too much. But he is a tremendous player, so I couldn't have anyone else.
James, you got Matt Riley in your midfield?
Yes, I have, mate. I've got him in there. He's, as Stuart says, I don't like to praise any of their players. However, I think none of the other players frighten me, mate, as half as much as Dr. O'Reilly does. He just, as Stu says, he seems to have time on the ball, mate. He can pick a pass. He's good at free kicks. And he is one of the players that I would like to have in my team. It's just unfortunate, mate. He plays for that one.
That must have been so hard for you. I could just tell when this game came out that you were going to struggle with that. Lewis, yep. Take it away and drive us on with the rest of your midfield there.
Well, I'll make it a hat-trick because I've got Matt O'Reilly as well. I mean, he's undeniable this year, unfortunately. He was very, very good last year as well. Numbers-wise, he's far and away the best player in the league so far. And just hope that doesn't continue into this half of the season. He has been a wee bit off the boil, like Stu says, so hopefully that form continues.
Yeah, well, hopefully someone picks him up and moves him on, and we can just say cheerio, Matt, and be done with it. So, okay, then, I will complete my midfield. By the way, I don't think I gave you my second centre-half, because you're all talking about Celtic players. My Celtic player was at the back. Really boring choice. I went for Cameron Carter-Vickers as a Celtic player, so stuck him in. I know he's not been great this year, but he is sort of on par with Goldson, as you were. He's probably the best centre-back in the league, I would say. Might have to have another podcast about that another time, but the rest of my midfield was made up, so I had David Watson, Lennon Miller. I've got a three-man midfield, and Owen Beck was shunned for Lyle Cameron. I really like this boy. Look at he's look at this. He's not having that. Look, he's saying, look, McCown there, aren't he? There's something about him I like. He's added goals to his game as well of late. You could pick anyone from that Dundee midfield. I think they're all playing well at the moment. So I went for Lyle Cameron. He's been a standout for me. So that is my midfield complete. Stu, let's complete yours. Who was your fourth pick?
I looked at Lyle Cameron as well, but those white eyebrows put me off, if I'm honest. my pick has already been mentioned. I think you had him in your defence. And it's a bit of a cheeky one, if I'm honest, because he's pretty much played left back all season. But he is a left winger or a left midfielder, left side of midfielder. James Penrice from Livingston was my pick. And again, I can't say too much about his midfield because I only know he is a left midfielder by trade, but he's obviously doing very well at left back, and he's probably going to be a left back going forward because that's seemingly where he's getting all the interest from Hearts and Hibs and everyone else. So, James Penrice for me.
Yeah, someone's definitely picking him up come the end of the season without a shadow of a doubt. Lewis, you've got one more in midfield, have you? Have you got one playing in front of the three you've already mentioned?
I've got like a number 10 in, and it's a guy again who's already been mentioned as Jan Danda from Ross County. He's a fabulous player. I mean, honestly, I would not have minded picking him up in a free contract for Rangers. It's a very, very congested position, mind you, for Rangers, so he would have struggled. And I think that's honestly a tremendous bit of business for Hearts, because see, when you watch Hearts, they've got a lot of midfielders, but they're very samey, you know. He's either got the Yorkshire Terrier type defensive midfielder like Cammy Devlin, or you've got guys that are decent on the ball but are a bit regressive like Beningame and the young Australian boy Nguyenhoff. So I think you're getting a guy that's just so forward thinking. He likes to drive at players. He's very, very creative. He just always forward passes all the time. And this season, I think he's been the only reason that Ross County are only getting relegated, in all honesty with you. I mean, he's still got 5 goal involvements, which is very impressive considering how poor they've been. And like I've already said in the pod, last year he had double figures, which is so impressive playing in the number 10 for Ross County. So my pick is Jan Danda. And again, tremendous bit of business for Hearts.
Yeah, we can only, you know, echo that, certainly. James, have you got one more midfielder? Is that right? Yeah. By the way, mate. Yeah.
He's been mentioned anyway, mate. David Watson, Faye Kelly. Just think the boys are absolutely fantastic young player, and I know you've been speaking very, very highly of him. I am on this pod, and I think he's one other player that Rangers should be looking at. To obviously, of course, he's a bit of a donor. He's obviously signed his new contract. However, I think he's one of the players that will come in, mate, and he could be there for the next five, six seasons if we pick him up.
No, definitely. I'd like to think that we're looking at him, but you know, given what we've brought in already, maybe we're looking at a different market, although with the homegrown stuff in the background, who knows? Sid saying there, I think Grant from Hearts is no bad. Yeah, he certainly caught the eye of the week scoring that penalty. But he was involved today in the first goal as well. A nice little move. So maybe he's one to be on the radar. So have you all just got two forwards left to pick? Is that right? Am I following this right yet? So I've got three forwards. And as I say, three across the front. They're all centre forwards. So I've just shoehorning them in. I'll go with the first one. It's the boy Mazzani at Hibs that's come in. I think there's something there in him. I certainly think he's an upgrade on Venti, who's maybe not hit the ground running, but he's come in, this big fella. He scored, obviously, yesterday up at Inverness, and I just think he gave some as well in the second half against Celtic in the midweek. So I've pumped for him as my first forward option. Let's go to you, Stu, then. Give us your one. I think we're all going to have the same here. If you've only got two left, it's the two that we're
going to. Yeah. I was deciding in what order, just try and tease it a little bit more. So I'm going to give it an order of 2-1, basically. The players I prefer us to sign is going to be last. But I would be happy with either. So Lawrence Shankland is my first striker. What can you say about that? I think we should have punted on him when he was at Ayr. I think it was an easy buy for us. Although,
where would we have been when he was at Ayr? Was this Mark Warburton time?
Was it Mark Warburton a year later? I'm trying to think where he was.
Was it Aberdeen by the time Mark Warburton had come in?
No, it would have been after Mark Warburton, I'm sure, because he
a year after.
Yeah, because he joined Dundee United from Ayr, didn't he? So. And again, we could have probably taken him from Dundee United, if we're completely honest. I think once he showed what he showed for Dundee United, we should have been taking a punt on him then. He's probably going to cost too much now. He's going to be 29 by the time that rolls around for us. But he's just a natural goal scorer, isn't he? He's in front of goal. You just know that that's the only thing he's got on his mind is how to put the ball in the net. And he's very creative in how he does that. Can score from anywhere on the pitch, pretty much. The looping header over Butland was absolutely sensational earlier in the season. And he's just someone that, you know, we really struggle with clinicalness at Rangers. And it's clear that we're going to need a number nine in the summer. Whether we go for Shanklin, I'm not sure. But you know, I'd feel a lot more confident if we had him or this other lad that we're going to come to in my team. Because I just think that they're natural goal scorers. And if you give them two, three, four chances, you're getting one, two, three goals out of it because they're just that good. And I'm really pleased for Shankar in general to sort of drop down the leagues and work your way back up like he's done. Went out to Belgium, didn't quite work. But again, any Scottish or even the young English lads that risk moving abroad, I think, have got to be commended.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy to go and do that, and obviously it's reaping its benefits with players like Lewis Ferguson now. But I don't think enough players do it, and I think Shanklin probably learned a lot, even though it wasn't the most prolific point of his career. I think he would have learned a lot out there, and he's come back into Hearts, and he's been a revelation for Hearts. He's obviously their captain, takes penalties, but you know they count as well. I don't know why people sort of disregard penalties as not being goals. They are completely goals. He's gone into the Scotland team. He's not looked out of place every time he's there. And if he's not on that plane, mate, then, you know, I think not only should he be on that plane, he should be our starting striker for Scotland as well. So it's I'm such a huge fan of his. And you know, long may it continue for him. Wherever he goes, as long as it's not them, wherever he goes next, I'd always be keen to see what he's doing.
I think that's a great point as well, that, you know, how can Steve Clarke ignore him for the Euros? I think he's got to go and he's got to play some part, because he's the man in form. Hands up, everyone had Shanklin, right? Yeah, we all had Shanklin. Excellent. So used two then, James and Lewis, you've only got one left, right? Yeah. Go on then, Lewis. Seeing as it was your game to play, you can roll the name out, because I'm sure we've all got the same.
Aye, so it's obviously my star, Bojan Bielski. I mean, when you compare, you know, him to the Lauren Shanklin that we just spoke about, I think it's very, very tightly contested in terms of ability. I think maybe for me personally, Shanklin's slightly a better footballer, but Miovsky might be just a bit slightly better of an out striker. I don't think you see Miovsky doing much more in a football match than wanting to score, whereas Shanklin is more than capable of dropping back and playing a nice wee pass every now and again. But like I think Stu has said, I would much rather go for Miovsky for Rangers, just given the age fact. But nonetheless, two tremendous strikers. I mean, both, you know, two consistent seasons in terms of goal scoring as well. I mean, Miovsky is well on track to beat his record last season. I think he had 18, he's got 15 just now, and he's played like 13 less games. So, Miovsky, fantastic player. Really, really, really upset that we didn't go for either of them, because I have a very bad feeling that Miovsky might end up at the other side of Glasgow come the summer.
Listen, tonight's not about nightmares. Let's not create these. Okay, we'll see what happens come the summer. James, just on both players have lit up the Scottish Cup this weekend. I heard Neil Warnock talking about Miovsky. His sort of display, he was only going to give him 45 minutes, and then he obviously got the two goals and he wanted to get him, you know, have a chance to get his hat-trick. He really rates him, and this guy's obviously seen a few players in the Premier League. And then you've got Lauren Shanklin, I think he scored his 24th goal of the season today at Airdrie. That, you know, it's hard to pick between. Maybe on the only thing that goes slightly in Miovsky's favour is the fact that he's, you know, that bit younger.
Aye. And I think as well, Miovsky's a merry kind of poacher-type striker. Something that we need. Everybody else can go do the running and just get the balls into the box for him, because the guy doesn't make stupid runs. He seems to be there at the right time. The goal against us with Butland rushing out, he shrugged off Golson and just lobbed the ball into the back of the net, which is very, very cool. I think he's got a very cool brain on him as well. But if we go for him or Shanklin, I would be happy, because I think the two of them are natural goal scorers, and it's something that we desperately need. I don't think we've had a goal scorer since what, Chris Boyd, just an out-and-out poacher that just needs to be in the right place at the right time for me. None of this running the channels and running down each, dropping down deep and stuff like that. No, we just need somebody that's got to be in the box, mate, and take that one chance.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, if it's one of those two, I think we'll all be in agreement that we'll be happy punters come the start of next season. Just for the tick in the box, I had Miovsky as well. Okay, there's three other guys that have stuck teams in, maybe even four, actually. I think Connor's put one in late as we came on air. So I'll come to, you know, I'll run through them, just 1-11 quickly. We won't dissect into every player, because we've probably spoken about most of them. And then if there's any players that jump out that we've not spoken about, feel free to come in. So I'll start with you then, Stu. I've got Ian's team here. He went for Mitov in goal, Mickey Devlin, Lewis Mayo, Joe Shaughnessy, Jan Danda, Backes, Slattery, O'Reilly, Eli Yuhan, Miovsky and Shanklin. So Lewis Mayo, let's talk about Lewis Mayo, actually, because that's a good solid pick as far as I'm concerned.
He was the first centre-back I actually put down in my team, but I just couldn't ignore it. Had to be either David Watson or Danny Armstrong. No, it has to be one of those. So that's the only reason that Lewis Mayo dropped out of my team. The only thing with Lewis Mayo, listen, he's obviously been at Rangers. It didn't quite work, but what you have to say about the lad is not only has he been fantastic this season, but there's obviously something about him, because he kept getting new deals at Rangers, right? Was he 23 now? He's one of these players that most youth players leave at sort of 20 if it's not worked out, if they've got enough, but it's not going to quite work out. Mayo kept getting those one-year extensions and being loaned out. So the club obviously really liked Lewis Mayo. There was just never an opportunity for whoever the manager was at the time to really blood him in and get him started. But I think the club really wanted to. And I'd be very surprised if we don't hold a sell-on fee on Lewis Mayo, because I think he'll go and he'll make Killy some decent money. But The only thing I would say from watching him at Killy, and this might be completely wrong because, again, obviously we don't watch these teams week in, week out. We only see the highlights. But Lewis Mayo, to me, seems a better siege defender than, you know, a defender that's going to play out from the back like Rangers would need, like John Souter has in his locker, that, you know, that John Souter can fly in with a challenge like he did at the weekend and make a, you know, a last-ditch challenge. But he can also take the ball and he can stroll out of defence and he can pick a pass or he can pick a long ball. I don't think that's Lewis Mayo's game so much, which is fine. But I think that's why it would never have worked out at Rangers for Lewis Mayo. But that said, he's an excellent defender. And I think if you're gonna be a team that are on the back foot at points in the game, then Lewis Mayo is something you want, because I think he pretty much ran the show. The first game when we played them and lost under Michael Beale, Mayo was superb in that game. Nothing went past him. And like I said, that big siege defender, if you've got a player like that and you get the lead, you're confident that you're not going to concede too many goals with players like that. And I'm a big, big fan of Lewis Mayo, certainly.
Lewis, I'm going to come to you with Davies' team. Now, Davies' team doesn't have any real aces up its sleeve. We've spoken about the players that have been mentioned. However, I want to come to you because you're a man that knows formations, and Davies' come for a really a strange one as far as I'm concerned. So I'll give you the team first. It's Mitov, Strain, Fish and Beck. Lennon Miller, Danny Armstrong, O'Reilly, Danda, Daniel Mackay for Livy, and then Shanklin and Majowski, obviously respectfully. He's gone for a 3-1-4-2 attacking his, he says, or you can put Miller beside O'Reilly with Danda just behind the front two. Dissect that formation for me. Look at you, he's nearly sick.
I mean, Davey said some mental things since he's been on the podcast, but I think that might take the cake. He's obviously no done it properly like me and Stu have. You know, me and Stu come on here and we provide intelligence, you know. That's what young Davey lacks. No, I'm kidding, of course. But no, that's craziness. That's craziness. He's got one centre-back. He's got one centre-back, two full-backs, 17 midfielders and 45 strikers. So, is there anybody you want me to talk about? Because I can't even remember who he's picked.
No, I mean, the only one that we haven't spoken about was Daniel Mackay from Livingston, who I think is probably just, he's throwing him in.
Yeah, we don't need to speak about him. Aye.
No. Sorry, Daniel. Please like and subscribe. James, I'll give you Kerr's team. Again, players that we've already spoke of, but it seems to the Livingston boys that are no one's picking consistently when it comes to Livingston. So Kerr's gone for Mitov. Everyone's picked Mitov, by the way. That's a glowing, you know, reference for everyone. The Rangers Rabble, 62nd best podcast in the UK, by the way. So we've got Mitov, Strain, Fish, Obalai, Beck, Watson, O'Reilly, Miller, Danda, Shankland, and Majowski. So again, there's a real consistency with the players that have been picked.
Or what he picked for him, mate. I'll never agree with anything that Kerr says, you know what I mean? I'm only kidding on, mate. No, he seems to be a good, solid team there, mate. And I think 90% of his, mate, have all picked the kind of same players. Obviously, between the two football managers there, you know what I mean? That have went with an actual, you know, formation, Robert, you know what I mean, mate? We kind of got to do with the youth or anything like that, mate, you know what I mean?
Talking of formations, everyone just sort of typed theirs in that couldn't be on the show tonight. But Connor is, I don't know if McCann will pick this up, he's got a wee app on the go and put his players in. I don't know if he's using the BBC.
That's exactly what I've done.
So we'll go through his. He's gone for, again, Mitov at the back, Owen Beck in a back three with Alec Gogic and Bevis Mugabe, Andrew Shinney, Matt O'Reilly, Danny Armstrong, Jan Danda, Martin Boyle, Lauren Shankland, and Majowski as well. By the way, the one thing that's killing my OCD here is Martin Boyle's wearing the number 5 jersey. I don't like that at all, but I'll sort of shoot through that. Again, he's gone for Andrew Shinney, who's I don't think is really set the head of the light since being at Livingston, but and Martin Boyle, who, you know, I only led Martin Boyle as well, but I whipped him out for Maizani. So listen, that was a nice wee exercise. Thanks very much for Shanty Doctor for putting that in. We've got maybe 10 minutes left. I do want to talk about the Scottish Cup because obviously the draw's been made. Rangers are away at Easter Road to Hibs. You know, we always get the home draws and Celtic get the away draws, don't we? So we are away at Easter Road. Celtic have got a home tie to Livingston, Aberdeen, Killy, and it is going to be Morton against Hearts. So I'll come to you then, Stu. First and foremost, what do you make of the draw for Rangers?
Could have been worse. Could have been worse. I think going away is never easy, but I would have not liked to go away to Hearts or Celtic or even Aberdeen. Certainly wouldn't want to go away to Kilmarnock. So I think out of the away ties, other than sort of Greenock, Morton and Livingston, it's probably the better of the away ties right now. Hart, I mean, Hibs changed formation against Celtic recently and they looked a better team, but I don't know how much you can judge on that because, and I'm not just saying this as a Rangers fan, but it, most teams look the better team at the moment when they're playing Celtic. They're getting chances against them. So I'm not sure how much we can judge that Celtic game, as even though it's probably the closest you can get to how they'll play against us. Comfortable there a few weeks back, 3-0 winners. I just think this team are absolutely rocking at the moment. And even if it was a league game and we're going away to Hibs, I think the nerves would be there. But I think in a cup game where, you know, a draw isn't drop points, a draw gives us a chance to still win the game later on. I can't look beyond us. Touch wood, because I don't want to jinx anything. But yeah, it's Hibs for me have not been impressive all season. And I can tell what Montgomery is trying to do. And I think if he gets the time, he's got a very good chance of being a good manager for Hibs. I just don't think that's going to be this season because I just don't think there's enough about them right now. And I hope that doesn't come back to bite me. But yeah, it's I would say one of the better draws. If it had to be away, it's one of the better draws of the Scottish Cup.
Excellent. Yeah, I have to agree. You know, it could have been Hearts, who I think are in good shape at the moment on a really good run, Lewis. They've obviously been drawing away to the last remaining non-Premiership side in the draw. What do you make to Morton's chances? Are they going to be a bit deflated after that win against Motherwell on Friday night, having given, you know, the way Hearts sort of swept aside Airdrie earlier this afternoon?
I mean, it was a really impressive result against Motherwell. I don't know if the overall performance necessarily reflected the final result, but nonetheless, you kind of take it away for a team that is in the league below. And I think they're actually having quite a good season, Greene at Morton. That, you know, they were really struggling the season prior, so they've had a wee bit of a resurgence, but Hearts are by far and away the third best team in the whole country, so I would be very, very shocked if anything was to come for this other than a Hearts win.
Yeah, James, I'll give the sort of the final word to you on the draw. Other two ties, obviously Celtic v Livy. We won't talk about that one too much because it looks probably a foregone conclusion. However, Aberdeen Kilmarnock, that, you know, that could be the flip of a coin, really.
I think that's one of the juicier ties, mate, I would say. McInnes can back up there, wanting to prove a point against him. Probably the only time, mate, I'll ever cheer on Derek McInnes, mate, when it comes to anything, especially when it's against the Sheep. But that's it. I think that'll be a good game up there, and hopefully Kilmarnock will come through it.
Well, OK, then. I'm going to come to the three of you, just sort of as we're sort of wrapping up as we approach the hour. If you had to pick two semi-finals, Stu, who are you going for?
That's tough. I mean, I think if I'm going on instinct right now, I think the semi-finals are going to be, the four teams will be Hearts, Celtic, Aberdeen and Rangers, unfortunately. I think we would get Celtic in the semi. So I'm going to go for a semi-final of Rangers v Celtic, Aberdeen v Hearts and Rangers to beat Hearts in the final like we did under Giovanni.
He's gone all the way with his prediction there. Lewis, do you think the same, those four sides will progress or any changes?
No. I actually think Kilmarnock are going to come through that Aberdeen fixture. Okay. I don't think there'll be enough improvement under Neil Warnock by the time they play a very, very solid Kilmarnock side. But I do agree that I think we will get Celtic in the semi-finals and we will go on to defeat Hearts in the final as well.
James, any deviation on that, or would you?
No, I agree with Lewis, mate, and I think we'll get drawn against him, and it will stop them from getting a day out. So for that reason, I want them in the semi final. It stops them getting a day out, mate. And it just means that the social security will be busy that day, mate, when they're all looking for their crisis loans.
we shouldn't really be talking about this, honestly, God. This is why he's been off the screen for weeks. Okay, listen, I've done tons and tons of studying during the Scottish Cup there while I was waiting to come on, and I've used absolutely none of it, which is all right, because we still got an hour out of it. So was there anyone I wanted to really shout out? Not really. I think, you know, all the teams that performed. Actually, I've joined a wee word for Partick Thistle, because they were 2-0 up and they sort of threw it away. Chris Dolan must have been pulling his hair out. That first goal was an absolute rasper, Stu. And they just get done at the end. And I think, do you know what, I'll go as far as saying, Steve Livingston had the boy Tete Yenge at the start of the season, it might have been a different story for him, because he seems to, since he's come in, given them something to hit.
Yes, I thought that was a good tie for Livingston. I thought it's going to be a make or break for this. Well, maybe not make or break, but I think it's certainly going to give him confidence, because it was a winnable game. Partick aren't mugs, you know, they're a decent side, and it was one of the ones that I thought Partick this were probably favourites in, because of just how bad Livy have been this season. Livy are a side that if they went down, I don't think they'd get anywhere near coming back up for a few seasons at least. So for Partick will go and tune it up. I'd probably wrote Livingston off of them, I'm completely honest. The fact that they've kept Joel Nuble is massive for them, because it seemed like he was pretty much done and dusted and out the door in January, because I seem to remember him saying that he was willing to play in January to help Livingston out. So just from them comments, it sounded to me like he was gone, but he was willing to help until that was signed. So the fact they've kept him, he's obviously bagged the two goals to get him back in the game. And then, yeah, Tete Yenge coming out with the winner late on. It's that can be a result that, listen, they've only got to get 11th, right? And just to give themselves a chance. And Ross County are not a good side. So you never know in here. And I really like David Martindale, and he's obviously worked probably pretty much a one hand tied behind his back the entire time he's been there. It's probably now coming to fruition that it's that's why they've been so low down, and they've just scratched, clawed and bitten their way out of trouble before. But I don't think they're going to do it this season. But if ever you wanted a game to turn it around, in coming from 2-0 down in the cup to set up a quarterfinal tie. A quarterfinal tie, by the way, that will net them a lot of money, because it'll be split gate receipts. They'll go to Celtic. You know, it'll be close to a sellout, so they're going to get a lot of money from that. And maybe that galvanises the squad into saving them from the drop this season.
Okay, we will leave it there then. Thanks to everyone who joined us on YouTube Live and in the comments. Sorry, I didn't get as many up as usual, but we'll try to navigate all those lineups as well. Thanks as well to our sponsors, NordVPN. Check the description, there's a wee discount offer as well. And football prizes as well. You know, get in the raffle. Loads of people been winning some great prizes. I saw on the podcast reaction yesterday. You know, people saying they won signed Gaza shirts and other bits and bobs. So really good stuff on there. Get involved if you can. We are back tomorrow night for the phone-in. I'll be in the hot seat, so looking forward to that. You've got Wednesday night, I build up my reaction. Friday night, a pod. And obviously, St. John's game at the weekend, another building reaction. So it's jam-packed. Have your notifications on for that. Stu, thanks for joining us on your debut. You can come back anytime. James, you might be getting a too-much ban for what you said at the end there. And Lewis, as always, absolutely stunning, mate. So thanks very much, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Podcast Network.